In the meantime, we want to introduce, or for many of you, reintroduce you to some incredible Manitobans who did what many of us say we would love to do. Just give up the 9-to-5 and follow our dreams, follow our passions.
Brett, I think you'd agree that there are forks in the road in life or of life. And Shirley Peters got to one in her relationship with Daryl back in 1985, if our research is correct. Joining us from Africa, Tanzania, to be more specific, we say good afternoon to Daryl Peters. How are you, Daryl?
Good morning, Brett. Great to speak to you from Tanzania. We came to you last time a couple of years ago, and today you're coming to us.
It's our pleasure, our honor, in fact. And good afternoon or good morning, Shirley.
Actually, it'll be evening, but good morning to all of you. We see you're having a lovely day, not 30 degrees like us, but a lovely day nonetheless.
Oh, you always rub it in whenever we talk to you. I remembered that about you, Shirley.
I know, Karibu Tanzania, we're waiting for you to come.
Okay, well, it's on the list. So, hey, before we go down this road that we brought you on to discuss today, let's talk a little bit more about that fork in the road, Shirley. One path we get married, the other we can stay friends. What's the deal with that?
My goodness, I keep forgetting about that. It's now almost 36 years. We were in Winnipeg Bible College, now Providence Bible College, and any guy who liked me, I would say, do you want to go to Africa? And this one said yes. So there we go.
I'm a brave fellow.
Well, good for you guys for taking that plunge. Because remind us, what is the website for anybody who wants to see what your lodge is all about?
The website is at Dashir Lodge and Safaris, dashirlodgeandsafaris.com. But we've taken another fork in the road, which I hope we're going to chat a bit about in this COVID tourism pause.
Yep.
You mind if I go on?
We'll get to that in a moment, Daryl, because before we ask you about that, we do want to ask you, you know, your Dashir Lodge, it's a ton of hard work, but how rewarding has it been?
Unbelievable. It was a real pioneering work, 30 acres, complete virgin land, nothing but just acacia trees and grasses. And slowly, slowly over 5 years, we turned it into a lodge, and we have a swimming pool, a lovely pond even, and birds are coming here every day. And we always say this is one of the top five places in the world for weather. So we don't hurt with that at all.
And he's even marked off areas to get zebras and antelope in here for me. So that'll be exciting.
Yep. So the plans are still going on. Lots still to do, but we're glad after 10 years to be at this point.
Surely the world isn't traveling right now. I don't need to tell you that, but that's obviously tough for you guys on the business front. What are you doing as you anticipate the return of your guests? Are you strengthening your bonds with your staff that I know have become family to the two of you?
What we've been doing is lots of fundraisers. Last year, we did one from June till December, and we raised enough money to keep 30 workers here from paying them half salary from June to December. And that comes from a huge portion and big percentage of Manitobans alone who have helped our staff, or else they would have nothing and no jobs. And now we carry on doing the same thing with another fork in the road, too, so that we can carry on during COVID. And there are some few brave souls that have made it this way to come and see us already, people who've lived here before. So we just had a close friend come from Colorado Springs and had a wonderful 2 weeks together. So we can't really relate to your world.
So Daryl, you have started a health center project. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, it was shortly after we arrived here in 2010 that we had a heart for the community, and there's no good health facilities in our neighborhood, a rural community. And the number one need in Tanzania is for health facilities and good health care. The government says it, everyone says it. So it was in our hearts to do something. And when Corona came up and COVID, we first looked at our staff, like Shirley said, to keep them because they're like family to us. 30 are still working with us, and it's a miracle and the help of many people and some refinancing. But we also said, here's a great time to press into our desire to see better healthcare in the community. Our brother, Eli Sante, who is a director at Dashir, came alongside with us and said, we're going to do it together. We got three couples from Canada, former guests, to say, we're going to come on board with you. We started a nonprofit in Canada. We started a nonprofit in Tanzania. We had a guest raise $60,000, or just gave us $60,000 to buy land, and that got us kickstarted. And so now we're 10 months into this project of building a health center right beside the lodge for the community and keeping very busy.
What a wonderful undertaking. And obviously it means that much more that individuals in our country are getting involved. Shirley, what are you asking for? How are you asking for people to get involved? You got a very, I think, specific ask in mind.
Well, it's really Daryl's idea that he came up. We want to reach 1,000 homes for $100 to make $100,000. And we want to say that a very big thank you to many of you who've given not only one, two, or three times, but four times, and more than $100. We're getting big donations in, even without charity status at this point. We're still waiting for that. So we are beyond overwhelmed at the many that are helping from Manitoba, from Ontario, BC, and all over, and all the provinces as far, and all over the world, actually. And so, we want to raise that and keep on going so we can build the walls. We do live feeds every Thursday of live building. We just did one yesterday. If you look at DashierCares.org, our website, you will see the live building feed we did yesterday showing all the different machines and cement mixing. And we are done the foundation, the slabs on, and we need your help to do the walls and to get to the roof, because many women go 25 kilometers, if you can imagine, on a motorcycle to deliver a baby. And we don't want to talk about what happens in the fatality rates in Tanzania. It's really, really difficult here. And so we really want to focus on maternity and women and babies and have it so that we have less mortality rates here in Tanzania.
That website, once again, DashierCares.org. And to look at their primary website, DashierLodgeAndSafaris.com. Shirley and Daryl, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to visit with you. Hopefully the next time we speak, it'll be in person.
Oh, that would be That's just great. Awesome. Karibu, good Tanzania. Thank you so much for all the support we get from Manitobans. We love you all.
And welcome to our Dashier March Medical Madness, as we call it.
Oh, I love it.
Shirley and Daryl Peters joining us live from Tanzania on The Start.